a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's the situation in North Africa. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pressures against Christians in Algeria aren't letting up. Instead, they're taking on a whole different look, and adaptability is critical. Now, another ministry, Sat7, also knows this, which is why they began an educational program just for refugee kids. We'll dive into that further in just a few moments. But we're starting today with a look at the persecution against Algeria's Christians that's ramping up, but it seems like it's flown under the radar for a long time. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says that is by design.
They were sending around health and safety committees, which were strangely formed of officials from intelligence and security, amongst other governmental agencies, and they started the process of shutting down churches on this basis.
Disguising persecution as health inspections or permit technicalities helps to appease the onlooking countries, but not everyone is turning a blind eye.
Since that time, actually, we've been encouraged by the degree of pressure that has come on Algeria from the international community to encourage a different approach, to encourage them to cease this persecution of Christians, the closure of churches.
So here's how we can pray. Ask God to strengthen the faith of the body of Christ there, give them boldness as the pressure mounts, and share their stories so the situation doesn't stay unnoticed. Next, nationalism and the Christian faith. Bruce Allen with FMI says gospel workers face this tension, and sometimes it leads to persecution.
There is this feeling that if you are not in Pakistan, of the Muslim faith, you are a second-rate citizen. And so when you start treating people as second-rate citizens, you end up saying to be a first-class citizen, you have to be a member of this particular faith. And that's when nationalism creeps in, where you're saying only certain people can be considered us.
Now, patriotism is a healthy appreciation of one's country, while nationalism is the us versus them mentality. And the latter counters God's heart for all people, and it's something that Christians everywhere should guard against.
It also means that I have to be willing to be a minority voice at times, regardless of how the message is received, because my allegiance is to the kingdom.
Pray that regardless of where we live, we'll all stand firm in our citizenship of God's kingdom. You're listening to Mission Network News. Our world holds more than 68 million refugees. If you're a refugee mom trying to feed and shelter your family, education is probably the last thing on your mind. Unless, of course, the schooling is for your children. As Dennis Weens explains,
without education, a child really doesn't have a hope for a bright future.
Weens serves with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. A few months ago, they rolled out a new program for refugee education called My School.
They take cameras into a classroom, film it for 90 minutes, put it on the satellite, and we can deliver free of charge education.
And the latest updates to reach Sat7 leaders are good, but unexpected.
Mothers who never had the privilege of education are learning to read and write by just bringing their kids and watching along with their kids, which is exciting because as girls, they weren't allowed education, and now they have this privilege.
Education like this opens doors for the gospel, so pray for opportunity. And in Cuba, new Christians are throwing their idols into the river. That's the report that Helen Williams of World Missionary Press recently got from a distributor of their scripture booklets.
People are coming to recognize Jesus Christ as the only way through his word and the quiet testimony of the believers there.
Williams explains that in some parts of Cuban society, the gospel is shunned. Even so, Christians are able to share their personal faith stories by word and by living out what they believe.
And I just want to encourage our listeners to know that the word is there, it is being shared, and that even in a country where there are restrictions or concerns or whatever, the word is working, and people are coming to the Lord and making it public, and we just want to praise God for that.
Learn how World Missionary Press is supporting the church and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of Woman Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.